As many people are aware, with COVID-19, our theatres are closed at the moment. So that's meant that a lot of theatre companies, local grassroots companies, larger national organisations, international companies, are looking at perhaps bringing us the theatre in our homes, and that can be via different streaming methods. But we thought we'd focus on National Theatre today to have a chat with them about what they're up to live in your home. And we'll touch a bit on audio description as well. Now we have Emma Keith with us. Thank you very much for joining us, Emma.
Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about your involvement with National Theatre. What sort of area do you cover?
So I'm the head of broadcast and National Theatre Live. So my role primarily covers the work that we film on stages, both at the National Theatre and at other theatres across the country, and that we broadcast out to cinemas as part of our National Theatre Live programming. And during the COVID crisis, we've also been making those recordings, as well as recordings of our archive productions, available for free via YouTube as part of what we've called National Theatre at Home during this time.
Even before COVID, Emma, I've noticed a lot more performances from the theatre appearing in cinema. Was that a real drive to get more people there who perhaps couldn't make it to the cinemas? You know, I suppose it gives you more flexibility with times, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So NT Live has been going for about 10 years now, and it very much is about providing people with an opportunity to see productions that they might not otherwise be able to see, whether that's geographical, because we broadcast to about 700 cinemas across the UK and about 65 countries across the world. So really an opportunity to take theatre out across the UK and across the globe and give people an opportunity to see it and to see it in a way that's slightly different perhaps than it might be in the theatre itself because of the way we film it.
Okay, now many of our listeners use audio description services when they go to, for instance, the theatre for that real immersive experience. National Theatre has been a big supporter of that and still a drive to make more performances audio described.
Absolutely. It's really important for the National Theatre that we are able to offer audio description, and that's why we've been so pleased that we've been able to make it work through National Theatre at Home as well, and to offer five productions available with audio description.
So how does that work then? You know, if I wanted to see one of your performances which had audio description at home, how would I do that?
So the recordings are available for free on YouTube. We have a different title available each week. So at the moment, Deep Blue Sea is available, and that will be up until Thursday this week, the 16th of July. And then from then, Amadeus will be available for a week. And there are specific links within YouTube that you can find on the National Theatre's channel to see and hear the audio described version of the show.
Is there a drive to increase that audio description availability? I know you mentioned you have a lot of archive performances that we show as well. Could they be brought into that audio described family as well?
So the titles that we have made available for audio description have been those that have been recorded for National Theatre Live. We made a couple of titles available from the archive, but we didn't make that many. It is primarily the National Theatre Live recordings that are available. And so it is those that are available with the audio description as well. And like I say, we've made five titles available over the last about 14 weeks that National Theatre at Home has been running.
Okay, so you can pick these up for the week, you go to the YouTube channel, and you've got your show there. So if people are interested in doing that, Emma, what's the best way to do it, or the best way to perhaps get some more information from National Theatre?
Absolutely. The best way is either to visit the National Theatre's channel on YouTube, and on YouTube you can search for National Theatre and that will bring it up, or you can visit our website nationaltheatre.org.uk, and the information about what you can access is all available there.
Okay, just remind us of those two AD performances again and the dates.
So the Deep Blue Sea is currently available until the 16th of July, and then from the 16th of July for a week we have Amadeus.
Fantastic. We'll look forward to that. Some classical entertainment there. For the moment then, Emma, thank you very much for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.